Well, hello and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts from the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and joining me today is Jillian Kimura, Program Coordinator, Partnership for a Healthier Fairfax, and she's here to talk with us about the Community Health Improvement Plan. Jillian, first of all, thanks for being here on the County Conversation.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Absolutely.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, looking forward to the conversation about the Community Health Improvement Plan. But before we get there, I said you're with Partnership for a Healthier Fairfax. Tell us a little bit about what that is and what you do there.
Sure. So I am a member of the health department that supports the Partnership for a Healthier Fairfax, which is a coalition of community organizations, government agencies, schools, businesses that have all collectively come together to work on community health improvement. The partnership came about in 2010, and one of their main charges is to implement that community health improvement plan that you alluded to. It is a mouthful, so I'll just say we can also refer to it as the CHIP. When you hear CHIP, that's the acronym for Community Health Improvement Plan, so you'll probably hear me use those terms interchangeably. The partnership is run by a steering committee of community members that really guide the work of various work groups that are built around priority areas of the CHIP. In addition to the broad partnership, I will just do a call out that we do have Fairfax Food Council, which is part of the partnership, but it's really a very robust group that does a lot of standalone work as well. And it was one of the outcomes of actually the very first CHIP back in that 2010-2015 period.
Okay. All right. So the CHIP, not to be confused with a chocolate chip, because you had my interest when you said CHIP. So the CHIP is not something that's new now. It's an evolved or an evolution?
That's correct. So back in 2010, once again, the health department started looking at various health disparities across the county. If you look at the data, there is actually, despite being a very wealthy and well-resourced county and community, we do see large health disparities and areas that are much more disadvantaged. In fact, the lifespan can range 15 years, depending upon what zip code Wow. you live in, which is I think, a pretty stark data point. In this process, and with something that we refer to as Public Health 3.0, it is really important to bring together those with lived experiences, those who are most impacted by health disparities, to work towards determining those solutions and moving that forward. And so the partnership coalesced around that common goal to work across the community, bringing in those voices of lived experience, bringing in experts from multi-sectors to really determine how best to move the work forward. And so that was our initial CHIP. There was another CHIP after that, CHIP 2.0, which unfortunately, similar to the rest of the world, I think got disrupted a bit with COVID. And so we are now just relaunching with this third iteration of the CHIP, which was just launched in February. We are at the beginning stages, but it is a roadmap, really a strategic plan, helping to guide these community organizations and members collectively towards common goals. Fortunately, it's a vast plan. I think we are very ambitious in what we want to do, but I keep reminding myself that it is a five-year plan. And so, you know, similar to your chocolate chip, I remind myself I'm just going to slowly chip away at the CHIP to our success measures.
So, okay, CHIP 2.0, now CHIP 3.0. What's the main purpose? What's the main goal? What do y'all hope to accomplish at the end of the day with this?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's really making sure that we are giving everyone an opportunity to reach their highest level of health. As I mentioned, there are great disparities across the county. We want to make sure that those health outcomes are great for everyone. I think Fairfax County is an amazing place to live. It has so much to offer. We have very strong health outcomes when you look nationally, but really understanding that that can change greatly dependent upon what we call social determinants of health. So those socioeconomic, environmental factors that can lead to either good health or bad health. And, you know, I really want to hone in on the fact that this isn't necessarily the individual's behaviors. I think we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, making sure someone eats right or exercises. And if they don't have good health after that, you know, the fault and onus is on the individual. For this type of activity, we're really looking at those system level changes in offering support. So let me ask you a question, Jim.
That's not a lawyer.
When you think about something that you or your family do to improve your health, give me one example of something that you would do.
Walking.
Okay. So I will use that as an example. And where do you generally walk?
Neighborhood.
And what's your neighborhood like?
Suburb.
Suburb. Okay. So is there a sidewalk?
Yeah.
A sidewalk?
Portions.
Portions of sidewalk. Do you have any trees or grass?
Well, of course, yes.
Flowers? Okay. I mean, you're saying of course, but not everyone has that, even within Fairfax County. So I will use that as an example. You know, if you go into your doctor and they say, you know, what you really need to do to improve your health is to get active and start walking more. Some people, it's going to be, even if they want to do that, it's going to be much harder for them to do it in a safe environment, in an environment that's conducive to them feeling comfortable walking. And so one of our priority areas is our Healthy Environment and Active Living team. And they do things like look at those safe sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, lighting in the evening, trails and bike paths, so that we are connecting these resources that anyone within the county can walk outside their doors and feel comfortable walking around, and hopefully also have, you know, an environment that has elements of beauty and art and other things to make it more enjoyable. A lot of our families don't have that. They walk out their door and they're faced with, you know, many lanes of traffic, potentially no sidewalks, no trails nearby, nor nature, which, you know, can help both physical and mental health. And so that's an example of how the different entities that are part of the partnership of the Healthier Fairfax come together and look at system-wide changes that can help those individuals and remove some of those barriers that they face.
Right. So one of those areas you just mentioned, I can't remember what you called it, but that's like one of the four pillars or focus areas of the CHIP. So we'll get to that in a minute. But I want to ask you, CHIP 2.0, CHIP 3, what were the lessons learned and did the pandemic teach you anything?
I would say, you know, I want to go back a little bit to just explain the process of how we get to the CHIP, and then I can address some of those shifts during the pandemic. Essentially, we really dig into the data and elevate that out to the community. So we share some of those different outcomes we're seeing in the health sector, and then ask communities, does this resonate with you? What part of this are you seeing that is really part of your daily life? You know, if there's a piece on nutrition, maybe they would share with us that there's no real fresh produce available to them that's affordable. And so we went out several times as teams into the community, and in particular to these communities that have the highest health disparities, to ask those questions and ask, what are your priorities? Because us coming up with something may not really fit what the true need is. So the first step was to really go out there and identify that need and determine what the community would like to see us address as a partnership. The second phase was to go back out with those priorities that were identified and really dig in deeper as to the root causes. So, you know, you may think, okay, well, we just have to provide fresh vegetables at the grocery store, but understanding that maybe they don't even have transportation to get there, that might be one of the barriers they're facing. So really looking at those root causes to then bring back to our teams and develop out these goals and key actions and strategies to move it forward.
Gotcha.
I would say, you know, COVID obviously was traumatic in many ways. I won't call it a silver lining, but I will say that, you know, one component of COVID was that I think it helped to highlight these disparities. The folks who are having these lower health outcomes in general were also the folks most highly impacted by COVID. And so I think it did help highlight that. I think it also helped to highlight that, you know, none of us are immune to some of these factors that impact our health. That community health is very, very important. That it is a shared responsibility, and I think, you know, the partnership really carries that message forward, that this is a collective effort. No one can do it alone. Not one organization. We all have to work together in synergy to move the work forward.
Okay.
So those are some of the lessons learned.
Okay. Cool. We are on the County Conversation podcast, and we're talking with Jillian Kimura, Program Coordinator with Partnership for a Healthier Fairfax, and we're talking about the Community Health Improvement Plan. And no pressure, but we're about halfway through, so we still have the four pillars to define and talk about. So having said that, at least from my understanding, looking at the webpage, there are four pillars or four focus areas of the CHIP. Is that correct? And if so, what are they?
That is correct. And before I share a little bit about those, I will just say with our process, there were some real overarching themes that we are bringing and building into each of those teams. Things like stigma that individuals face, the high cost of living in our region, which impacts health, the challenges around navigation of the vastness of the county and all of our resources. And speaking of resources, just knowing what's available.
Right.
And so that was something that came across loud and clear from our community members, along with them identifying these four key priority areas, which are really just like the big issues that have, you know, a large impact.
Yeah.
And I will just say, for me personally, I look at, you know, health as something that is fluid and that does not live in a bucket or a silo. But in order to really come at the work, sometimes we have to add some structure. And so I hope there's a lot of crossover between these different buckets and working together. The four buckets are the healthy environment and active living, one that I had just mentioned. A cute acronym for that one is HEAL. So we have a HEAL team that works on that. We have a promoting behavioral health priority area that really looks at mental health and well-being, substance use, and suicide prevention. Another key priority area is healthy eating and food access, and that's the priority area that our food council focuses on. And then the fourth area is a priority area that existed during our first CHIP, and it went away as a priority in the second CHIP, and now it has reemerged from the community as a priority area for CHIP 3.0, and that is healthcare access and use. And so I know I mentioned a little bit about those social determinants of health. You know, health is 80% from those socioeconomic and environmental factors. About 20% of your health outcomes really are driven by what happens between those four walls of healthcare services. And so we really want to make sure that our communities have access to excellent care.
Right.
In in the Fairfax community.
Right. About 5 minutes left. I don't know if there's like one highlight or topic you want to feature on each of the four pillars, or if you just want to focus on one pillar and maybe do a highlight or something, but I'll give you.
Yeah, so I already mentioned the HEAL. You know, for food access, I would say one of the things is making sure that we have culturally familiar foods and nutrition education, you know, through our vast pantry network here, that we help folks navigate complex applications like SNAP. So we're looking at providing SNAP ambassadors at our different community locations to support that effort. For our behavioral health team, really the first component is making sure that we have the right people at the table. Some of these teams are have been working as a community of practice for a long time, but now we're looking at trying to be a bit more action oriented. And for the healthcare access team, there's things like cultural competency with providers, data sharing agreements between our federally qualified health centers, Inova, our free care clinics, like the Colmore Clinic. So bringing those players together to really discuss how we can work more effectively together, not duplicate efforts, and really advance the work. Once again, Fairfax County is huge. So just getting a sense of all that's going on is really the first step for all four of the priority areas.
You mentioned learning more. So if someone is interest is piqued in the CHIP or the Community Health Improvement Plan, where can they go to get more information and learn more about it?
Yes, I can definitely share that. I want to share that this is a living document. And so we really need folks to come in and share their voices, share their experience. And if we hear new things, we will shift how we're moving our direction. It's not set in stone. So I would love for folks to join one of our priority teams and join the Partnership for a Healthier Fairfax or Fairfax Food Council. And that can be done by visiting our website, which is fairfaxcounty.gov /livehealthy/CHIP. So CHIP. You can also just go to the health department website and look for the CHIP there. At the bottom, there'll be a form which you can fill out if you're interested in joining our efforts. And we welcome everyone to the table.
Yeah. All right. So that's fairfaxcounty.gov/livehealthy/CHIP, CHIP. This CHIP 3.0, I think I read somewhere, it's actually, you said it just started in February of this year. So it's a multi-year plan. It's not something that's going to be done in a month. This is like through 2030, this stage. Okay.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So, as we identified these priority areas and put together goals and key actions, now we're in the process of prioritizing which of those goals and key actions
okay.
we will
gotcha.
Work on first. We can't do it all simultaneously. And so that will really be driven by these communities and the priority teams that come together to work on the issues. Some of the actions are already underway, maybe with one or two community-based organizations or nonprofits or faith organizations in the community. And so, once again, we don't want to be duplicating efforts. We want to be building upon that. We want to see what works best and adapt it and bring it out to broader Fairfax community. You know, each program may need a little bit of a shift depending upon the community or target right. audience we're working with.
Right. Massive undertaking, and there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of organizations involved, as you said, to start with. I guess not a personal question, since you asked me so many questions earlier. What keeps you motivated to work with so many organizations, individuals? And to me, looking from the outside in, it almost feels like trying to herd cats.
I use that term a lot. So you are right on the money with that. It is herding cats. You know, this is it's volunteer management. We have amazing volunteers across the county. And I think that's what really drives me. I live and work in the county now. I've worked at the federal level, I've worked internationally, and so it's really nice to come home and focus on where I live, work, and play. And I think it's those relationships, you know, that we have so many amazing people who are really passionate about improving the lives of others, their neighbors, their others in the community. and not just focused on themselves. And they come, you know, they're not getting paid specifically for this. We're not handing out big wads of cash. They are coming because they are driven by a passion and a mission to improve the lives of others. And I think that's what keeps me going every single day.
All right. Thank you. Probably already said this, but I was going to give you the last word and tell our listeners why they should care about the chip. Maybe you did. I don't know if there's something else you want to say. Why listeners should care about this process.
I think listeners should care because health and community health is important for all of us. There is no one that at the end of their days would not want to be healthy and live a long life. And so it really impacts every single person. In addition to that, I think it's really important for us to be caring for one another. And I know we do this with our families, with our neighbors, and hopefully more broadly with our community. So really making sure that we are providing those opportunities to everyone to live a long, healthy, wonderful life here in Fairfax.
Yeah, that's what we all hope. Jillian, thanks so much for being on the County Conversation podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, if you want to get more information, just go to fairfaxcounty.gov/livehealthy/chip. fairfaxcounty.gov/livehealthy/chip. Thanks again to Jillian for being here. Thanks to you for joining us. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty, as well as our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.